Hello, loves. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, if I puke on the air today, it would be, number one, a first, and number two, it's because I've been drinking apple cider vinegar. Oh! Now, they say that apple cider vinegar is a great way to dissolve kidney stones, and I've had this kidney stone for two months, and it's not out. And it's getting a little bit ridiculous. So at this point, I would drink. Well, I'm not going to say one. Yeah, I'd pretty much drink anything just to melt it and have it turn into gravel and get out of me. I don't know. We should do a show on folk remedies or stuff that you've used for whatever ails you that doesn't cost you an arm and a leg at a pharmacy. But I want to do something else to at least start off the program, if that's okay with you. You know, it's been a while since we've had a bitch fest on taxes. Yesterday, we had the complaint desk open here on the Bowerly program. And today, I'd like to start off with a complaint desk. I received my Williamsville school tax bill today. Williamsville Central School District, $3,111.80. $3,111.80. Are you kidding me? That is over the moon, absurd, and ridiculous. I know a house is going to be for sale very soon. But anyway, I'm kind of curious as to your school tax bill and whether you have any problem paying it. Now, I kind of do because I don't have any kids in school anymore. So I'm paying for other people's kids. And I'm probably also paying for illegal invaders' kids at some point down the line. Again, you know, oh, it's not a crisis at all. Yeah, sure it is. When you are planning for X and you get X plus however many it's going to be, that represents a crisis because there's only so much money to go around. Mark Poloncarz, by the way, I will not run for another term as county executive. That's because Mark Poloncarz has been angling with the Hochul administration for a state job. So Mark Poloncarz, if he's reelected, and he probably will be, he is, I don't even think he's going to serve out the whole term. I think he's going to take a job with New York State, and that'll be the last we've heard of Mark Poloncarz in Erie County, personally. Now, whether he doomed himself with his personal situation, I don't know. No charges were filed, and nothing further came of that story. But I really don't think if he's reelected, he's going to stay around anyway. But getting back to this whole school tax thing, anybody else want to bitch about your school tax bill? Because it's just, I'm sorry, it is this side of ridiculous. It put my meter into the red when I opened it up. Now, I don't know why it upset me so much, but it just got me this year. I mean, does anybody listening to the show feel like in Western New York, you can never get ahead financially because the minute you start making forward progress for yourself, you get hit with these ridiculous tax bills? I'm just kind of curious. And what about the people on fixed incomes? I mean, $3,000 if you're on a fixed income represents a significant portion of, I mean, you're going to be eating ramen noodles like a college student for a long time. So I'm curious, do you believe that your school tax bill is fair? I think $1,000 would be fair. I think $3,000 is basically legalized robbery and theft, especially if you saw how small my house is. It's a teeny tiny little house. It's big enough for one person, me, at least the way I live. And I think it's a little bit ridiculous, personally. $3,111. When I opened the envelope, there were many swear words that escaped my mouth. Many, many swear words. The worst words you can possibly think of. Oh, they escaped my mouth. But I was inside today. I wasn't outside at the car bringing in medicine that I have to replace because I left it in the car and I got to pay out of pocket for the refill because of my own stupidity and 10% somebody else interrupting me. But that's another story that we talked about yesterday. What are you paying for school taxes where you live? And do you think it is ridiculous or do you think it is just right? To me, one person, one guy, $3,111. I'm sorry. That's basically, could you at least give some lube? Maybe take me out to dinner first? I'd appreciate that. At least the urologist uses lube before I have to put my elbows on the table. 803-0930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN, 803-0930, star 930 on the landline. Now, this came up yesterday, and I thought it would be a good idea to whip it out again today, and that is what should your children be learning in school that they are not learning? What do you know that today's kids are not getting an education in, whether it's a public school or a private school or wherever? Are there some subjects which should be totally just shoved out the window? Like, for example, cursive writing. Cursive writing, I'm sorry, it's outdated. Well, you need to be able to read the Constitution. You know, even if they could read the Constitution, they wouldn't understand it anyway because they don't teach it. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. If you've never consumed apple cider vinegar, I would strongly advise against it. All I need now is some Fireball on top of that, and I'll be giving way to Joe Beamer. Anyway, here is Sue, in Kenmore. Sue, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Yes, Tom. I wanted to beat your tax bill. My tax amount in the Kenton school system, $4,218.29. If I didn't have the enhanced star, would be without the enhanced star. The enhanced star does bring it down to $2,951.29, but I have no children either.
Yeah, I mean, I got like $400 or $500 knocked off the because of basic star. Help me out here. What do you have to do for enhanced star?
You have to be over 65.
Oh, okay. So that's enhanced star.
The older you get, although that amount is changing also. It is not. When I looked back to when I first got the enhanced star in like 2017, 2018, the tax bill was less, but you got more star. Then in my, I've inquired about this, that because the state used to send out some additional money to the taxpayers.
Which is still our money.
But still, I mean, that amount of money, the number of kids that go to Kentown. Now, I am a Kenmore graduate. I went from kindergarten to senior high school. Well, we have like 21,000 kids in the district. We now barely have 7,000. So we have less kids, but it's costing an awful lot more money. My suggestion was that if all children are equal, and I believe that, then I think there should be, everyone should pay the same amount of school tax.
Well, do you have a big house? I mean, I'm just kind of curious. Are you like one of these Deerhurst Park people?
Oh, no, I do not live in Deerhurst. I live in the village of Kenmore. I do have a double lot, but I have a ranch with no basement. And technically, my house is 2 bedrooms, 1.5 baths.
Oh, man. So you're also taking it up. You're also being heavily taxed.
This is my childhood home. My parents moved in February of 1950. My mother threw nothing out. So after she passed, I have every single school tax that my parents ever paid. Now, I do have a double lot, but there really is nothing but, like, grass on the other lot.
So what do you think a fair amount would be? I mean, you get, obviously, your enhanced star knocks off a great deal of your tax liability. But what do you think is fair? I mean, I'll trade tax bills with you because I just had to cut a check for $3,111.80.
And, well, I think what would be fair if they, first of all, that everybody, yes, I know I have to contribute to my community. But while your children are in that school system, you contribute a little bit more. I had a neighbor, and she lived to be 105.
Poor thing.
Living in her own house that she had brought, you know, she and her husband had brought the children up in. Why is someone at 105 paying school tax?
I don't know. Why does somebody over 90 have their automobile insurance premiums go through the roof? I don't know the answer to that. But anyway, so we understand that you're not very happy about your tax bill any more than I think a lot of people.
No, and I occasionally go to the school board meetings. That's difficult because, of course, you're not always allowed to talk. One day they asked for questions, so I raised my hand, and then I got yelled at because that's only for board people to ask questions. It wasn't for
the... Well, just say you were bored.
The board, the school board. So I try, actually, today I just had someone call me from the Kenton School District because I was trying to figure out why this... you're getting less enhanced star, but the bills keep going up.
I mean, if I live long enough. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Your school tax bill, how bad are you getting creamed? And what do you think kids ought to be learning that they're not? And what do you think that they that could be thrown out the window? You're on WBEN. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey.
Go ahead. You got to turn the radio off. We're going to put you on hold and straighten that situation out. When Tanner says to turn the radio off, he means it. Here is John in Darien Center. John, you're on WBEN. Hello.
How are you?
Hey.
So I was paying $1,000, and then I put up a 40 by 48 building with 18-foot sidewalls, and they assumed that it was a barn dominium, you know, where people have their barn and then they live in the other half. So they doubled my school taxes.
Oh.
And I had them come out to see that it was a big empty building, will be used eventually for agricultural. And then I had to fight them at the hearing that they have. And my thing is, one, I have no children. And two, why am I paying you to teach kids when at the last second you decide not to give Regents exams because you're going to offend, they're going to be offended. And my point was, apparently when you taught them the subject in history months ago, shouldn't they already have been offended once? Now you don't want to test them because you might offend them, but they already been offended. Or maybe you never taught them this part of history. So why am I paying you to teach kids if you're not teaching them?
So, what do you think should be more of a focus in the educational world?
So they need to bring a lot of things back. I think we're the same age. I'm 60, and you know I hated history.
Why does everybody have to tell me their age? What am I like the age registrar or something? You don't have to tell me your age.
About it for your 60th birthday. I heard that show. It was a special show.
But it's like a daily thing now. People call in. It's like, I'm 68. I'm 42. It's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay. But I'm saying the era that we grew up, I hated history. But now I think it's probably one of the most important things because you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. And I think all this stuff that they're offended about is going to happen all over again. Maybe not in our lifetime, but they're going to have slaves again. They're going to hang people again. They're going to have witch trials again. It's all going to repeat itself. Maybe 100 years from now, who knows? So I don't think we're paying teachers. I mean, they don't even teach home ec anymore. Why not? You should teach people how to write checks. They don't know how to write checks or balance a checkbook. You should teach kids how to, I don't know, gun safety. Maybe they should teach that in school today.
Yeah, good luck
with
that.
They're not really teaching them things they need to know.
Yeah, good luck with a gun safety class in education. Good luck with that. All right, thank you very much. Now let's get back to Dave on WBEN in Darien Center. Dave, talking about your school tax bill, and are you happy with the education your children are receiving or did receive?
Well, I'm a graduate of the same school district back in '83, and just for like numbers, right now my daughter's senior class is 77. Kids, that's it. When I graduated in 83, we had 190.
Wow.
So the district has gone through changes, and I don't know, I'm pretty sure you're aware, Tom, that in the town of Cheektowaga, there are four school districts. Cheektowaga Sloan, Cleveland Hill, Cheektowaga Central, and Maryville.
Right.
Cleveland Hill and Cheektowaga Sloan taxes are more or less derived throughout the neighborhood. I mean, there's a few businesses, but unlike Maryville and Cheektowaga Central, they have the airport and the Galleria Mall and such. My tax bill is $4,500.
Oh, my goodness.
Look it up. We are the highest tax school district in Western New York for probably the past, I don't know, maybe 15 years, maybe more than that, but it's totally verifiable. And, yeah, that's what it is. And it houses sell around my neighborhood decently, but that is a very strong deterrent when someone wants to move into this neighborhood because of solely just of the taxes. And as for the education for my children, the district has its ups and downs, just like every other district has. It's starting to go a little to the downside because, again, you know, when Cheektowaga only borders the city, whatever, it's gone through demographic changes and everything else. So it's not a bad district, and it's a small district where everybody knows each other. But we are the highest tax district. When I tell people, friends of mine, coworkers who live in Orchard Park, you know, and I'm a veteran, too, so I get somewhat of a credit through the town. Not much, but it doesn't really affect that. It affects my town taxes. It doesn't affect the school taxes whatsoever. So when I tell them my taxes, they're shocked because they live in Orchard Park. And I was just thinking, they don't even pay that there. But it is $4,500 is the average tax bill for Cheektowaga Sloan School District resident.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. How bad are you getting taken to the cleaners for your school taxes? Because right here I have my this is the joy of today's life. My Williamsville Central School District. Let's see. Oh, I saved $441 because of Star. How about that? But the bottom line that I owed $3,111.80. Can I tell you something? I could spend a week. I could spend 10 days in Jamaica for $3,111 all inclusive. Instead, it's money I don't even get to see. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. It does not exactly make me want to buy another house in this area. I'd love to hear from people who are listening in different states and what you guys are getting taken for as far as your school taxes. And it must really suck. Those of you who don't even have kids in the public school, who you get the double whammy. You've got to pay the school taxes, and then you've also got to pay the tuition where you for your public school. Oh, I apologize. Apple cider vinegar, bad idea before the show. Bad idea. Oh, my God. It's like my intestines are burning. Anyway, it's 2:27 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So the school tax bills, you probably have yours or have had yours. How bad are you getting taken? And do you think you're being taken or do you think it's fair? And frankly, for the house in which I live, I think over $3,000 is absolutely... it's like being in a shower in a prison and the new guy. I mean, you got to keep your head in a swivel, okay? It's 2:27 in News Radio 930 WBEN. Hope you appreciate these subtle little jokes I threw in from time to time. We need to break, then back to your calls after Tom Puckett and the news at 2:30 on News Radio 930 WBEN. I mean, I don't want to say too much, but let's just say after paying that bill today, it's a little bit tender for me to sit down. Ooh! Ooh, good tune, Tanner Saunders. You are the man. Okay, so welcome to the show. A couple of things on my horizon today. First of all, got the school tax bill today. And do you ever have the feeling that just when you feel as though you're getting ahead in life, the tax bill comes? And it's like, bend over and get ready, because it's going to hurt. So I opened mine up today. My star savings were $441. Whoop-dee-doo. My check that I had to cut before I came in the year, $3,111.80, which I think is absolutely outrageous for the size of the house and the size of the lot. I think it is. It's like highway robbery. There's nothing I can do about it. 803. And a little late to join the Army. Although if they bring the draft back, I think that they should draft guys 60 and older first. Let us be the cannon fodder. Here is Bernie in East Amherst. Bernie, you're on WPN.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how bad do you get it?
47, 38, 21.
Yeah, but you're in East Amherst. You get to be a snob.
Oh, thank you very much. As far as the tax code, we're not going to get a star discount for last year because there was a clerical error in recording 10 years ago. And we have to go to a hearing to explain to them why they made the clerical error.
That makes absolutely no sense. They made the error, but then you've got to prove that they made the error. I think the burden of proof should be on them as to why you owe what you owe.
We did. We submitted all the paperwork, and then they said we need to have a hearing.
So tell me about your house. Tell all of us about your house. You have a big house. I mean, I think East Amherst, and I think, a couple of Rolls Royces in the driveway, maybe a Maserati somewhere. 8,000 square feet, double air conditioning, double furnace,
It's a three-bedroom ranch, 2,400 square feet.
Yeah, well, it's bigger than mine. Okay. Wow. Yeah, then again, yeah. A lot of things are. But do you believe that your school tax is fair, or do you think what is a fair amount you should be paying in school tax? I might be willing to go to $2,000, but $3,000? Are you kidding me?
compared to what I used to pay, years ago, it's double. And, we're both retired and, what do retired people do? That's a big question. How do they keep up with these payments?
Well, I mean, obviously, you need to, during your working years, you need to set aside a lot of money for retirement. And at least in New York State, you'd better set aside at least half of your retirement savings just to pay the damn taxes.
Yes. That is correct, and that's what all our money pretty much goes to, taxes.
I'm sorry to hear that. You eating a lot of ramen noodles and cheap food?
No, luckily we cook for ourselves.
I don't even know what that's like. Congratulations, I'm glad somebody does it. I mean,
yeah.
I think I can.
And as far as education goes,
yes,
we have six children, and they're all productive members of society. Based on the fact that they were disciplined.
That sounds a little bit stern. You want to be a little bit more explicit about the form of discipline? I mean, Iron Maiden?
I only let my children do one thing after school, not five different things. The most important thing is your education. That's the way I considered it. And your education comes first, not your baseball, not your football, not your, after school career. Curriculum. You get one thing to do after school, that's it.
Well, it's too bad you couldn't have let them go into athletics. They might have been making $200 million in a contract and then retire with nothing.
You do realize that's only a small percentage of kids today.
Oh, of course, I understand that.
Okay.
Well under 1% of the people ever make it to the bigs.
Exactly.
Logically, that is the wise decision. So, okay, of your well-educated and well-disciplined children who spent many a night in the Iron Maiden, somehow emerging alive in the morning, having avoided the prongs of death, how many of them live in Western New York?
None of them.
Huh. And have you had any conversations with them about their tax bills, where they happen to live?
Well, sure. They live in two of them live in California. Oh, one lives in Albany. And
California, that's hardly an improvement.
No, it's not. But that's where the jobs were when they graduated school.
Wow. Do they like it out there?
They've become part of the culture out there now.
Oh, so they're like totally
But they do not like the governor. They do not like the taxes. They do not like, but they are compensated. I mean, you make 30% more out there in California.
And probably cost you 50% more to live, so I'm not sure
exactly
how well ahead they are. And that's the problem because, I mean, yeah, you'd pay less property taxes in Florida, but where Florida gets you is increased homeowners costs, increased auto costs, and if you have a boat, increased boat insurance costs. So it's like they get you coming and going.
Exactly.
Is there anybody listening in Tennessee or Kentucky who wants to brag about how low your property taxes are? So what do you think? You know your property better than anybody listening to this conversation is going to know it. What do you think a fair a school tax would be for you?
About $3,500.
Okay, well, that's still more than what I just got through paying. I think I should really go buy some Preparation H tonight just to make things a little bit easier. Tell me something, as somebody who clearly cares about education, what should schools be doing away with curriculum-wise, and what should they be focusing on curriculum-wise?
Curriculum-wise?
Yeah.
I just the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic. You know, I worked in the industry for 35 years. And, you know, I can't tell you how much speech I had to correct, how much in order to communicate with people. You know, you tell me one thing and you go do something else. They don't you can send a message out to these kids today. They don't receive it. You know, they interpret what you say, but not what you mean.
Well, thank you very much. Another impediment to communication is the text message, because text messages, they lack nuance. They lack so much subtlety that often the message gets lost. Thank you very much. Let's go to Charlie on WBEN. Charlie, you're calling in from where?
I live in Colden.
And how about your school taxes? Have you gotten your bill?
Yes, and I've got, so far, everyone beat $5,313, and I have a very modest two-bedroom, one-bath, 2,000-square-foot home, but it is on 21 acres.
Ah, that's where they get you. And I was going to ask about the lot size.
Yeah, they've got me assessed at $388,000 full value, and then the assessed value is $108,000, so I don't really understand how they go about doing all that, but 5,300, and then come springtime, there'll be, you know, the county taxes, which are another 3,000. I'm looking at, you know, $800 a month before I even pay a mortgage payment.
Dude, my house is paid for, and I thought, okay, I'll pay off my house, and then everything I was putting toward the house, I can actually have some fun with that money. Nope, it's already spoken for by the tax man, the tax woman.
I wish I was in your boat, but no, I started late, and I just bought this place about 6 years ago, so I've got quite a bit to go.
Well, but you still get your separate individual school tax bill. It's not folded into your mortgage payment?
No, I get them separate. I get the school tax in the fall and then the county tax in the spring.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's always a good feeling, too. Hey, my tax refund just came. Oh, my God, the tax bill is more than the refund.
Yeah, I'm running out of kidneys to sell, Tom.
Well, that's why I was going to say something, but it would have gotten me into severe trouble. So I'm glad I checked my own thoughts there. Thank you. I got to ask you, what should kids be learning today and what should go out the window?
They should be learning American history. They should be learning what's really happening in our country, this critical race theory and all the crap that they're putting in our kids' heads. That needs to go out the window.
How about cursive writing? To me, cursive writing, I don't even know if they're still teaching it, but it is the biggest waste of time there is. Here's all the cursive writing you need. How to sign your name in cursive. How to do a decent autograph.
Exactly. That's the only time I ever use it, signing my name.
You know, exactly. And, okay, have you noticed that over the years, your cursive writing becomes more like Arabic and less like English?
My signature is just a squiggle now. I don't even care what it looks like.
I can definitely relate to that. I don't care anymore. It's just done. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. So have you gotten your school tax bill? How bad did you get dinged? And right before airtime, I had the pleasure of sending to the village of, to the Williamsville Central School District, $3,111, which could have bought 10 days at an all-inclusive in the Caribbean. But, oh, no, it's going to the Williamsville schools instead. It could have gone for a new refrigerator, maybe a new refrigerator and oven, which I don't know why I even would have because I don't cook. All right. It would have bought me at least two nights at the Creekview. That kind of money. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Orchard Park. And, Gary, you are on. Tell us a sad story, sir. Take a sad song and make it better.
I built in Colden Orchard Park Schools, and the tax bill is $11,000 school.
I'm sorry. $11,000?
Yes, and I would pay that happily if the teachers were paid, say, 70% of their compensation as a salary, and 30% they should be bonused if they hit certain, let's say, performance standards for their students. I'd pay that happily. The problem is we're paying for mediocrity, or we're paying for less than that. So, you know what? I'm happy to pay for performance. I would pay that plus, but let's judge our teachers on test scores and really measure the output of in the quality of the work that they're doing. I'd be happy to pay those taxes. Right now, they're just getting the money, and there's no performance tied. There's no compensation tied to their performance. That's not the way the real world works.
That is a very interesting point, although I don't know that we can wholly blame teachers for a lack of a proper educational outcome. Using Tom's theory that education is a triad, yes, it's a Chinese gang is what I'm trying to say. Now, using the theory that education is a triad, that it's the students, it's the parents, and it's the teachers, I think it might be unfair to punish teachers if the kid just is coming from a family where education just isn't that big a deal.
There's no doubt, Tom, but in your business, you're paid based upon your experience and your audience size, and your company has to go out and sell advertising. You do not have a direct influence on that. You've got a partial influence. What I'm saying is, you know what? I pay $11,000 in school taxes. I just think there should be a little measure of a return on that payment.
Accountability. Well, the word you're looking for is accountability. How many acres do you have, bro?
Seven. And it's a new build. It's maybe 3,800 square feet, which is fine. I'm okay paying those taxes. I just think we need more accountability in government, in the public sector. It shouldn't be just, hey, we need more money. Let's tax more. Let's print more money. Let's get some accountability, as you said.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there's a fair way. If there's a fair way to do it, I'm all for it. I don't want to see good teachers penalized as part of that because they just happen to get stuck with a classroom full of kids who come from families who just don't care about education.
$11,000,
good God.
Yeah, $11,000. As far as what we should be teaching, you know, I listen to you. You're an educated guy, a well-read guy. I think we should just go back to the basics: reading, writing, arithmetic, history, and let's leave the political agendas out of school. You know what?
Thank you.
Let's just leave the political agendas out and teach the skills that are relevant to today's world.
Well, I just want you to keep one thing in mind before I move on to other callers. Believe me, I am not as smart as you think I am. And Exhibit A is, what do I do for a living? Him in radio.
Well,
it's obvious
you're well read, and it's obviously that you're a sophisticated guy, and quite frankly, Part of that is education, and like you said, there's a good part of our education is we educate ourselves. But you have the basics to do what you're able to do.
Well, you know what? I mean, Gary, I got to tell you that most of what I've learned in life, I've learned myself experientially and through reading and through mostly watching YouTube videos and Netflix. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate the call. $11,000. All right. So how many of you got your school tax bill, and how bad did you get dinged? And how do you do it? I mean, seriously, how do you do it? I'm not on a fixed income, but I'm in a time where every time I think, hey, I've got some leeway here. Maybe I can have some fun. Oh, I can't have fun because I have to pay the tax bill. Damn. Here's Eileen on Grand Island on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I got my tax bill, and I'm still in shock. It's not as high as $11,000, but it doubled from last year.
Whoa. So what was it this year?
My assessed value is the same.
Have you talked to anybody with the office before you make the check out? Have you gotten an explanation for why, if nothing has changed, your bill got doubled?
I haven't been there yet, but I certainly am going to go in and see what is going on.
That sounds like it could be almost a clerical error, like what happened to the previous caller, who now has to basically take a day and deal with the powers that be when apparently it was their mistake, according to the caller.
Well, I would like to go in. I will go in and have them explain how this works. But I was just in shock.
Maybe you could just make a phone call, save yourself the gas, the parking, the driving aggravation, all that stuff.
Well, I live quite close to Town Hall, but my house is average size. Well, small, basically. It's a three-bedroom, two-story, bath and a half, run-of-the-mill, 1967 variety. So I just wanted to call and complain. I didn't have anyone to complain to.
Oh, I'm here to take your complaints about school taxes because, really, I was in a great mood until I saw that green piece of paper with the dreaded name Francina Spoth on it, and I knew what that meant.
Oh, yeah, they get you.
All right, thank you very much.
Anyhow, I thought my daughter got a good education here, but my husband and I were both on top of her. You know, if she had questions, we answered them. We didn't have her wait and go see what the teacher said.
Hey, just out of curiosity, with a 67 build, does your doorbell play the Brady Bunch theme when it gets rung?
If you want to know the truth, my doorbell doesn't work right now.
Oh, my dear, just call an electrician. That should be an easy fix.
I know.
That should not set you back. I mean, it should be a lot less than your property taxes. Thank you, my love. What should schools be focusing on?
Let's see. How to run your life, how to write a check, how to take care of your home, how to handle money. Just the general things that you have to do every day, no matter how old you are.
How to invest,
how to save.
Absolutely. I agree with everything everybody has said so far. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hang in there. Hang tough. And it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking right now about school tax bills. Mine came today, and I feel like I've been the victim of a violent crime. I feel like I've been the victim of a felony robbery. $3,111. My house is relatively small. My lot is relatively small. And I feel like, I feel like the new guy in... I feel like the new guy in the shower in prison, okay? 803, or I should say, after he gets out of the shower. That's how I feel. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Bowerly, we have to break. Tom Puckett coming up with news, and then we're going to get some more calls from people who are aggravated with their school tax bills. I'd say that I'm on the verge of apoplexy. That might be a bit hyperbolic, but not all that far from the truth. On News Radio 930 WBEN.